Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
Town Talk financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We are going to talk about cancer treatment in the area, specifically Hematology Oncology Associates of Fredericksburg. Dr. Chris Vaughn is back with us. He's brought a couple of guests along with him, and we'll meet them in just a second. Dr. Vaughn, great to have you back. Good morning.
Well, thank you, Ted. I'm excited to be back.
One of the things, of the number of things we're going to talk about this morning, but one of the big things is just cancer care expanding in this area. And earlier this year, Hematology Oncology Associates of Fredericksburg, you're based now in Spotsylvania, but expanding.
Right. So one of our missions, it's been sort of in the works for a couple years. We do see a lot of patients from the Stafford to North Stafford area. And as the as we're growing the Fredericksburg area, that it was one of our missions to kind of allow more immediate access and lessen the stressors of travel to our patients up in the north. And like I said, we've been planning for 2 years, and finally it came to fruition in the middle of May. So we've been now up in North Stafford for 6 months, and it has been a great move for cancer care in the Fredericksburg area.
Well, and I mean, I can tell you just firsthand myself, to not be far from treatment and be able to go to treatment and then go back to work or go home or just not have the long drives. It's a huge thing, not only just for convenience, but for cancer care. You never feel good.
Yes, as I mean, we've talked about this before. I think at least one of my mottos is to try to make life as normal as possible for patients undergoing therapy. You know, as we've moved the last 10 years in more immune therapies, more precision type therapies with less side effects, I think one of the greatest things is patients have been able to continue to work through treatment. And that was one of the big strides also moving up north, because we do have a lot in that area that commute up. So, you know, with our new therapies that are not as long, they can either get treatment heading up to work in the morning or on the way home. And so we're not taking sick days or vacation days. So we're allowing people to live a normal life while undergoing therapy. And that was one of our, probably one of the central kind of missions of moving up there. So we want patients to undergo therapy, but have as much normalcy and structure to their life as they can.
And as a doctor, to you, that's got to be—it's just one less thing that you're having to deal with.
I think patients ultimately do so much better when they are working and just going through the normalcies of everyday life.
You've brought along with you Tammy Hoffman and Jen Sullivan this morning. Hi, good morning, and welcome.
Thank you for having us.
You both are associated and spend some time up in Stafford, correct?
Yes. So I'm there on Wednesdays, and Tammy's there on Tuesdays. And we just kind of make sure that the patient's needs are being met, and making sure that the staff needs are being met, and just making sure that the office is running well.
How busy of an operation has it been since May?
It's been growing steadily. I think we started seeing maybe 20 patients when we first opened. Now we're about to 45 to 50 a day. So that's doing office visits, that's doing chemotherapy, just a range of treatment.
And I'm guessing that the people coming up there are, I guess it can be Stafford, Prince William, Fauquier.
Yeah, so a lot of them are 610 directly. So we are located behind the Lowe's, and so everyone is like, oh, the Lowe's, I know exactly where that's at. So that's where we're located. We're there Monday through Friday. We do get a lot of Northern Virginia people and some 17 people, but a lot of them are based on the 610 area, Garrisonville Road. So, yeah.
Boy, just the fact, I mean, because from about 610 to where the kind of the home base is, for Hematology Oncology Associates of Fredericksburg, that's about at least a half hour that they're saving in not having to drive.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we hear it every day. Oh, thank God you opened up here. You know, we've been waiting for an office to come to Stafford. So, I mean, we hear the appreciation every day. every single day.
What?
And then there's patients who actually work up in D.C. area, and they may live in Fredericksburg, but when they come down on Friday, they get stuck in that traffic. So Stafford's actually a better place for them even to stop, get treatment, and then go home. Because, you know, we used to get so many calls being like, we're stuck in traffic. We all know 95. I mean, it's horrible. So they'll be, like, stuck, and we'll be like, okay, we'll see you when you get here. But now they can actually be in Stafford.
Yeah, well, and I guess the other thing, when that kind of thing happens, if they're getting treatment and they're late, it makes it easy for you all, because I'm sure there are a lot of times when that happens, you're all having to stay late to finish the treatment.
Yeah,
and on Monday through Thursday, we do have some later hours there than our Fredericksburg office, so it can accommodate the traffic, and if they do come late, then we're able to still give them their treatment, so...
Boy, Dr. Vaughn, that's an interesting thought too, or to see how you're working around commuting schedules and going later, and it makes sense. But for years, it never was like that. You know, doctors' offices were set, and you know, if you can't make it, you can't make it.
Right. I can think of, I have two patients who are teachers up in the Fairfax area. And it's been great for them because we've been able to kind of stay open later. So, again, they're not taking sick days or time off from work and able to come down. If they leave by 2, you know, they make it down to our office and are treated by 4:35 and they're done. But they're able to stay on their work schedule and teach. So that's been a shift, though, trying to work timing around commuting schedules. The other important thing also as far as undergoing chemotherapy, a lot of the other stuff we have to do just to make sure everything is careful and safe is checking on blood work. You know, sometimes after certain chemotherapy regimens, we use a Neulasta shot the day after to make sure that the white blood cells stay up during their treatment cycle. And for the patients that live up in, you know, in the 610 area, they would have to come down to Fredericksburg to get that done. Now, just a simple lab, which only takes about 5 or 10 minutes, and they'd commute 30 minutes for that. Now they can do in their backyard. So some of these other things that we can do, it's just so great to allow sort of the comfort and safety closer to home.
Boy, you just think about just so many things, and the whole treatment of cancer, and now with this new office, just getting the ease of treatment and getting to it. These are great times to be alive.
It is. I think whenever you can take the kind of extra stress off the patients and families, it just makes just focusing on sort of the treatment and that's it just makes it easier. And not only, I have some patients, and we do have a lot of older patients that move up to be closer to family, and the family does live. You know, I can think of many on top of my head that daughters or sons live in North Stafford, and it's just so easy for them to bring their parents, you know, to treatment when it's just 2 to 5 minutes away.
Boy, Jen, I would think when a person gets the diagnosis, and as bleak as that always is, to be able to go home and say, "But I can be treated. I'll be able to be treated up on 610." For a lot of people, that's really a big game changer.
It's a huge benefit, and not only do we do their treatments, but you know, symptom management if they're not feeling well. You know, they can come right into our office for an acute visit. Our nurse practitioner or the physician can see them. So we're able to make them feel better, quicker, give them medicines that can get them up and running. And so they don't have to, you know, commute to Fredericksburg and feel, you know, sick. And there's a 45-minute drive down there feeling nauseated. So having the office in Stafford so they can have quick care is definitely a benefit to everyone.
HOAFredericksburg.com is the website for Hematology Oncology Associates of Fredericksburg. Jen Sullivan, Tammy Hoffman here along with Dr. Chris Vaughn. More coming up this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about hematology oncology associates of Fredericksburg this morning, and an added cancer treatment in this area. One of the things Dr. Vaughn did to kind of two things. You hear about the number of people that are able to access the new Stafford campus for hematology oncology associates of Fredericksburg. When we talk about this, the number of people that are diagnosed mm-hmm. with cancer and being treated in this area, still, it really is just staggering, the number of people. And in every year and every month, a lot of times, you know, you hear of a friend or you hear of a coworker or something like that. It really is. I mean, this area, though, has really stepped up, and there really is a lot of cancer treatments available in this area.
Yeah, I think it's, one, it's just an area people are flocking to, the Fredericksburg area, Stafford and Spotsylvania. So I think we're getting a lot more people, and the numbers are there, where unfortunately I think as we age, heart disease and cancer are still the leading mortality for people. And then I think also we have such a great part of it is also our ability to diagnose things earlier in our wonderful imaging techniques. I think people are much more aware. Primary care providers are much more involved as far as cancer screening. So I think it's always on the top of our mind. So I think it's both a numbers game and then also our ability now with some of our techniques and diagnostic strategies to catch it early.
How difficult is it now with another place for you to have patients? Do you go up there? How often do you go up to the Stafford location?
Yeah, we were just talking about that. I think that's been one of the struggles or initial issues we had was how to schedule that from a provider standpoint, because I do have a busy, you know, patient load here in Fredericksburg, but I still have a lot that live up in that Stafford area. So we kind of tossed it around. What's the best way of doing this? We thought, well, maybe we take a week and go up there and rotate, because we have five mm-hmm. physicians. But then, gosh, what if my patients were away that week on vacation? They'd have to wait another month before they'd see me. So what we've decided to do is take a day of the week and always be present. So my day is Tuesday, and I'm always there on Tuesday for my patients. And so I think that's worked. So I think our patients are able to see their provider, you know, once a week. And as Jen was saying earlier, we have a wonderful nurse practitioner up there to handle any acute issues if it's not on a Tuesday, that we have complete comfort in to handle if they're nauseous or dehydrated. So we have full access at any time of getting the Stafford office.
Tammy Hoffman and Jen Sullivan, also here from Hematology Oncology Associates of Fredericksburg. How different is it for you guys of kind of going back and forth too?
So I love going up there on Wednesdays. It's, you know, a different feeling. It's a much smaller office, but we are still able to provide the same exact services that we do in Fredericksburg, from chemotherapy to iron, hydrations, and any symptom management. But it same wonderful nursing care mm-hmm. from the front desk to the patient accounts. They're all wonderful as well. So it's a nice change of pace. Gets a little bit slower there. The Fredericksburg office does have, you know, six physicians, six APPs. But yeah, it has a really great calm vibe there. I truly do enjoy going there.
Me too. I mean, it's different, but I think when we decided we were going to do Stafford, we said we were going to try to keep it as one. I mean, Stafford's not going to be different than Fredericksburg, but it's going to be different location, but we want to keep it as you're still entering HOA. I mean, we have reputation, we have, you know, what we want you to feel. So we want you to feel that in Stafford, just like you would in Fredericksburg.
Well, the one thing you can't replicate is the view, because when you're treated in the Fredericksburg location, it's like going to a ski lodge.
It is.
And just the view, and it's just so nature-like that you can look out. I mean, it is just the best location for a facility like that.
It is. And in both places, we try to make it feel not the sterile hospital setting. We want it to feel like you're part of the family and you're at a cabin. So Stafford, although it's not the large building with the fireplaces and the lobby, we still have a lot of pictures to replicate the trees and the nature. And just the friendly vibes are always going to be there. Whether you're in Fredericksburg or Stafford, you're always going to come in and get that big welcome and feel like family. So, yes, the Fredericksburg area does have the trees outside to look at, but we try to replicate the art in the Stafford office.
But you are right. The care that you get, and just the care and the enthusiasm, and just the it's the people. You know, it does obviously come back to the people.
Yes,
I mean, we have awesome nurses across the board, Fredericksburg, Stafford, wonderful medical assistants, front desk staff, admin staff, you know, patient accounts. We have people that try to help financially with, you know, your chemotherapies, and we're just across the board. I mean, I would send my family there, hands down. I love working there, and it's a wonderful place to be, unfortunately, if you have to be there.
Well, and I was going to say, I mean, I did my time there.
Yes.
But it really was. I mean, the relationships that I created there, and it's not like that everywhere. You can go to a lot of places and you're taken care of, but there was just something different. Whether it was staying late if we got started late, or just joking around about things.
Oncology is a special type of medicine to be in, and we see our patients multiple times throughout the weeks, throughout the months. So it's we grow these bonds that is not like any other type of medicine. And truly, my patients become my family. And so we take that care and consideration to the next level.
Not really. It really is. And I guess that's kind of a Dr. Vaughn, that was something that when Hematology Oncology Associates was founded, obviously had to have been something that was intentional.
I think that's something we sort of had this core message and soul about what we do. And I think part of, whether it be the physicians, the nurse practitioners, the front staff, the nurses, it's quality care at home. And that's kind of been our message, because we really, what we do is we have so much empathy for our patients, and we try as best we can to help them through this journey. And it's everyone, you know, the person, the front staff, you know, the first face you see when you walk in, the medical assistants, the providers, and that's been kind of at the core of what we do, has been that message. And the patients appreciate it. And I think they know.
Well, and Tammy, when you're dealing with people, in most cases, this is the worst time of their life.
It is. I used to get that a lot when I would tell people where I worked. They're like, oh, no. And it's like, it's the total opposite. I mean, it is, yes, everybody here is cancer, and you just immediately, what? But our patients are so upbeat. They just have this strength in them that gets them going. I mean, to the staff, to everybody, it's just not, like Jen put it, not a great place to be, or it's a great place to be if you have to be there, you know. And I take a lot of pride in our office. You know, it is a great community that we have, so.
Yeah, really, and to touch on what Tammy said, our patients come in and they ask how we're doing. You know, how are you doing, Janine? How are your kids? And it's, they just, to them, this is part of the show. You know, they come in, they get their treatment, and it just shows how really strong and amazing that our patients are, because outside of everything that they're going through, they want to know how I'm doing today. And so I love every single one that walks in that door. I really do.
are there plans to expand the Stafford site?
I think what we're trying to figure out is what the true volume is going to be. I mean, we definitely have moved our patients who were coming to Fredericksburg now have loved being at the Stafford office.
Yeah.
The question I think we're trying to work with is trying to find new referrers out there. You know, hopefully their patients that may have been going up to Northern Virginia for their care and go, well, why am I going up there when we have it right in our backyard? Mm-hmm. So I think this year we're kind of trying to get an idea, you know, what the volume is going to be. If so, we would love to maybe build an office up there, kind of a permanent. Right now we're leasing, but we're trying to just get a good idea going forward for this year. We've been there 6 months.
I was going to say, it's been six months.
It's definitely growing, and we see it. We see the energy, the excitement in the area. But I would love to even expand it. So my goal would be, yeah, to have another office. And then maybe we could make a lodge number two.
Lodge number two, yeah.
Right now we have our city. I say now we have our city home and our country home down in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
There we go.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking Hematology Oncology Associates of Fredericksburg and cancer care in this region this morning. Dr. Chris Vaughn here, Tammy Hoffman is here, Jen Sullivan is here. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:29.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking cancer care in the area this morning. Hematology Oncology Associates, our focus. HOAFredericksburg.com is the website. They now have an office in Stafford on 610 that we've been talking about this morning. Dr. Chris Vaughn here, Tammy Hoffman here, Jen Sullivan here. Tammy and Jen, before we go on, I should just hear your story a little bit about how you got into this and cancer care, because we talk about it isn't easy because you are dealing with some pretty serious situations. Jen, I'll start off with you. How did you decide this is what you wanted to do?
So I actually worked the front desk as a receptionist while I was going through nursing school here at Hematology. And then once I graduated nursing school, I went to UVA and I worked at the Emily Kirk Clinical Cancer Center there, which was a really good experience. It got, you know, I found my love for hematology at the front desk, and I knew that that was in oncology, and I knew that was something that I wanted to do.
Isn't that interesting, though, that I would never guess that?
Yeah, I mean, what you just come in, and you're the first person that they see, and so they ask how you're doing, you ask how they, and you kind of make this relationship, and so I fell in love with the patients, and so when I finished school, I went to Charlottesville, and I worked at the cancer center there for a year. And then I got pregnant and got married, and I came back to town. And I came and I asked hematology. I said, I love this place. I love Hove. Can I come back? And I came back as an infusion nurse for 5 years. And I loved every single aspect of it. And it's my heart and soul. My patients are. And since then, I've been promoted to the exam and lab manager, which gives me a different side of the office and the ins and outs, but I still get to see my patients and I still get to go over to the infusion center and check on them. And so that's where I'm at.
Well, the infusion center, I mean, it's a tough situation because it's no matter how, what, it's long and it's just tedious, but it does make a difference when you've got, you know, someone who doesn't act like, what's the problem now? What's wrong with this machine? Or what, you know, to have a good attitude about it and rapport does, I think, helps the patient.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, our jobs are difficult. Watching the patients have to go through these aggressive treatments is tough. But we know with many that the end result is going to be really, really good. And that can you know, make the day-to-day process a little bit easier. But at the end of the day, what we're going through as it being our role as a nurse is so small compared to what our patients are going through every day.
Yeah.
And so we have to take a step back and realize that we're there for them. And, you know, a smile on our face is the least that we can do every single day. And so, yeah, it's tedious, but every single nurse that works at Hove, I can speak on their behalf. They love what they do, and they're there not because it's a job, but because that's what they want to do with their life. Absolutely.
Boy, being at the front desk, because I know as a person who was sent over there, I didn't even know where the building was. I was right across the street, and they said, just go across the street, and I said, where? and I didn't be. I had never even noticed it existed. And to go over there and to walk in, and all you're told is, you know, I'm gonna line you up with Dr. Vaughn and go make an appointment. And to go in and to confront that face to face, especially for the first time, it is difficult.
And you know, I can let Tammy speak on this because she also worked the front desk for a little bit longer than I did. But it's the same, you know, type of feeling. You would think that they would come in, and they are scared at times, but they still are very appreciative of any guidance you can give them to navigate through their cancer mm-hmm. care. And so it is tough, but with a positive attitude, you know, it really helps them through the entire process.
Yeah, I mean, I started the front desk. I actually started as a nurse's aide, then went into the office setting, been a front desk person for quite a while. Got an opening at Hematology Oncology Associates and fell in love. I mean, of course, the building, like you said, of course, I'm going to work at a ski lodge. But then, you know, I started filling in here, filling in there, and then, you know, I just grew into different positions and within the admin part of it that, you know, an admin manager position came open. I took that role on. I have loved every minute of it. And I do want to touch on the fact that, like you said, you were sent over. We do try to get all our patients in within 3 days. I mean, and I think that's a big part of where we're at. A lot of places you call and, okay, the doctor can see you next month, or you're being told this, you need to be seen quickly. So we always try to get all our patients in.
I was just going to say to you that was my situation. I got sent over on a Thursday, and I was used to that. And I mean, I knew that it was cancer, but and when I was sent over on that happened on a Thursday afternoon, and on Tuesday afternoon, I saw Dr. Vaughn.
Yes.
And in Tuesday, I mean, I was grateful that it was so quick. And at the other hand, I also knew, wow, if they're getting me in this quick, there's something going on here. But it's true. I made an appointment, and it was 3 months later. And I just thought, well, I hope this isn't anything serious because it's, you know, 3 months from now.
Exactly. I mean, we don't, and yes, it can be something serious, but when we have another physician calling us to get a patient in, we don't really know everything at that moment. It can be absolutely nothing. But we know that the patient is going to have that on their mind the whole time until they are seeing that physician sitting there listening. Not only is if it results into something, then they can get answers. But if it's nothing, then, you know, quicker to get your mind at ease.
Yeah. But I'm sure this is an interesting time of year to be dealing with cancer treatment, too, because you've got a lot of people will have family coming in or maybe want to travel and can't travel either because they don't feel as well. So I'm sure you're dealing with over the holidays is another set of situations.
Yeah. And I just want to also touch that we do have a patient appreciation day during this holiday season. We appreciate our patients every day, but it is a kind of celebration where we will have music and food and raffles. And so
And Santa.
And so it, you know, when you're not feeling well, the holiday season maybe mm-hmm. not be at its peak for you, but we try to make you feel loved and special throughout the entire year. But on this day, if you are available to attend, we would love to see all of our patients, new and old, come and let us celebrate them.
And that's December 12th.
December 12th, yes.
December 12th, that's at the Fredericksburg location.
Office. And we will be having one in Stafford as well. That one's December 19th.
Okay. Now, you talk about making memories. Dawn, the person who was my nurse through everything, I always remember, I was being treated over the holidays, and we had this long discussion about Karen Carpenter, because it seemed like all these Carpenter songs were coming on. And every time I hear a Carpenter's Christmas song now, I think of her and the conversation we had. So
the relationships you make are lifelong.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I still talk to some of my patients that I started treating 5 years ago. To this day on Facebook, they always say, "Oh, your kids are so cute," and I say, "How are you doing?" And I see them on trips, and yeah. So when you're done your treatment, you're not done with us. You still come back for 6 months, yearly checks, but like I said, the relationships are forever. Absolutely.
Hematology Oncology Associates of Fredericksburg, our focus this morning, HOAFredericksburg.com is their website. They also have a Facebook page that you can check things out. Jen Sullivan, Tammy Hoffman here, Dr. Chris Vaughn is also here. I think this is the first time, Dr. Vaughn, you've been in a number of times. I've talked to some of the people you've brought more than you. You've been kind of
I know. They
over
were
to
they
the
were
side.
So nervous, and I think they've taken over 80% of the airtime. You know?
Who knew this was going to happen? One of the things I know when a person is diagnosed, and I know it was my case. Immediately, I wondered, and I know everybody's different, but you're wondering how am I going to be able to work, and am I going to be sick? Because if you haven't had if you haven't been around people, you don't know that a lot of things have been done in recent years. If you remember, maybe a grandfather or, somebody being treated in the 70s or even parts of the 80s where they were always sick. And again, everybody's different, right. But there are a lot of things that make it to where you're not sick.
Exactly. And I think just to echo on Tammy's point, I think that is one of the kind of pushes for us to, when a patient gets a diagnosis, of course, it's so anxiety provoking. But also just not maybe having the medical knowledge and you hit the internet and all of a sudden you're getting all this stuff fed to you. Sometimes there's a lot of misinformation that sometimes bringing a patient in quickly, we can lessen the anxiety. And also we can go through those things and say, it's not that bad. This is how we attack it. You should be able to work through this. Some treatments are not even chemotherapy based. So, mm-hmm. It could be immune therapy. It could be... a lot of our, for instance, lung cancer treatments or oral targeted medicines, you just take a pill at home. So, I think that's one of the most important things is one of the more important meetings is that first visit to just go through the entire plan of care and what our goals are. And a lot of those questions are answered there. Like I try to make it, as I mentioned earlier, as normal as possible and try to have patients work through their treatment. I think it just... makes it so much easier, less there's been many of trials and documentation on patients having much less side effects when they can work through their therapy. So that's one of the big things from our initial visit is to go through and have a kind of plan out, at least the best we can, a schedule over the next 3 to 4 months. So especially this time of season, as far as, family coming into town, if they could travel when, what weekends are the best to have family come into town.
We've done shows on this before, and probably next year we'll probably hopefully do another one. But I know that your office and you're involved with a lot of cancer trials and things like that are available around here.
We have we were just talking about one just opened last week, a multiple myeloma trial. So we are always we've opened two or three new trials since last time I was here with you, and that is one of the important things too. And we are going to. Have this available at Stafford too for our patients in the future. But one of the things that I thought was important for us in our community care was to have sort of these novel therapies available to our patients here in Fredericksburg. So you don't always have to go to John Hopkins when we may have the same trial here in Fredericksburg. And again, it just makes life easier if you were having some trouble, if you were nauseated or had to have some IV fluids. We know you. And you just come right in the office instead of driving up 95 for 3 hours.
Boy, that's
that will make you nauseated. even
yes,
if you're not.
Will. Yes, it will. And I guess that's the thing. And you all see it, the fact that so many now types of cancer can be treated here. And you're not having to go to Johns Hopkins or to Philadelphia or, faraway places. Right. There obviously are some, but in most cases, you can be treated for a lot of things right here. That's pretty exciting stuff.
I think it's great, and I think it's great on families too. the children and their parents that are here, knowing that it's right in their backyard. And I think, as the physician, of course, if we don't have something available or I need help, I have such good relationships mm-hmm. with specialists at UVA or even Memorial Sloan Kettering New York. So what's great is we have access to some maybe specialists in a certain area of cancer where we can kind of ask questions to. But a lot of times we can kind of quarterback the situation.
Has this all I guess in just the years, Dr. Vaughn, that you've been involved with cancer care, we just talk about technology and how things changed. Nothing's changing as fast as this, I would think, either.
I just had to recertify for my board examination, and it was it's amazing how much stuff has changed in 10 years.
Huh.
We're in a whole movement where it's become sort of a molecular genetic strategy, looking at the cancer at a genomic level, finding out certain medicines at work instead of more of a broad, we used to kind of treat things broadly, but now we're kind of more precise on how to treat cancer. And then the advent of immune therapy has been so exciting. For instance, lung cancer, since it is a sort of lung cancer month, immune therapy has taken lung cancer to a new level as far as treatment. We're seeing survival now in the order of 2 to 3 years plus, where life expectancy was about 12 months 10 years ago. So it's a new era. So it's really exciting, and I'm sure 10 years from now we'll be talking about different stuff. But the science is there, and the drug development's there.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Hematology Oncology Associates of Fredericksburg, our focus this morning, and them moving up into Stafford. We've talked a lot about that. Dr. Chris Vaughn here, Tammy Hoffman, Jen Sullivan is here. We will wrap this up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We're talking cancer care in the area, and boy, we really are fortunate with just a number of opportunities for cancer care in this region, and none better than Hematology Oncology Associates of Fredericksburg. HOAFredericksburg.com is the website. Dr. Chris Vaughn here, Tammy Hoffman, Jen Sullivan also here this morning. Boy, Dr. Vaughn, you always bring people in, and I know a lot for just firsthand, having been treated over there, but Tammy and Jen are pretty impressive.
They are, and we were just talking about this. I think one of the joys as being an owner of the practice now, and I've been there over 10 years, is not only but just our relationship with our patients and having just delivering quality care, but also as far as our employees and seeing them sort of grow and evolve. But as they talked earlier, both started at different positions and kind of worked their way up. Both extremely motivated, extremely passionate, and now both are taking managerial roles, and now they're sort of role models for the other staff. And it's one of the more of a kind of a as an employer, one of the more exciting things to see that we're seeing sort of this development in our employees, and that's exciting, and they're special.
Well, and you both like what you do, and that's.
Yeah.
And especially in something like we talked earlier, something like this, because the individuals and the families, this is a big deal.
I mean, I love it. I don't see myself going anywhere else ever. This is where I will retire. And I love it, and will grow with it, and will take every step to make HOAF the best oncology practice that it can be. And I think we are in the area, in Fredericksburg and in Stafford.
And I think it's an exciting place to work. I mean, just because of how Dr. Vaughn says, we get the new treatments, we have the trials. It's, from admin to clinical, it's just an exciting place to work. I mean, you can work in a medical field, but you don't see the growth like you do in oncology.
Right. And it's a great place to be treated. I can fill in that other gap yeah. because I've been at the other end of things, and you don't know what's going on, and you're being told and talked about different kind of treatment or medicines that you've never heard of this stuff. And it's a pretty daunting thing at times.
We help patients get through the scariest times of their lives, and we take great pride in that, and we take that very seriously. And so everybody from, like Tammy said, from the front desk to the back office, and the nurses, the MAs, the doctors, the APPs, we're there 100% for every single one of our patients through the start to finish and years after.
Dr. Vaughn, does everybody who walks in, are they referred by somebody, or if I get a diagnosis and this is where I want to come, can I walk in and say this is where I want to be treated?
Yeah, we have some just patients hear about us and they call and show up. That's one of the ways. A lot of times we do always want to, and that's been our challenge with the Stafford. We're trying to just get our word out to some of the new doctors up there that may not know us, but let them know that we're in the area. So we do get a lot of referrals from, primary care physicians.
And even if your insurance requires a referral or authorization, we have the staff who actually works to get that for you. So it's not like you need to be like, oh, I can't go there because I need an authorization, or we work with it. We tried the very hardest to, get you seen quickly. Like I said, the 3-day rule, mm-hmm. and get you in there as easy as can be.
Yeah, nothing worse. I mean, we really try to take the load off the patient as far as all the administrative things. Yeah. We want nothing to obstruct coming into the office, because that is daunting if you have to deal with all this paperwork and authorization.
All the way to
we have tons of financial mm-hmm. assistance programs. We really want to take all those stresses off the patient.
No, I was just going to say that, because there were several times that I ran into something that looked pretty substantial, and I remember Dr. Vaughn, you were the one who said, "I've dealt with this before. We'll take care of it," and you did.
Mm-hmm.
When it came back from the insurance company, and it was taken care of. So, thank you all for what you do. This was great, and just to get the word out about the care in Stafford is pretty good. And Dr. Vaughn, good to see you again, and we'll continue on and talk about some other things in just as far as cancer treatment in the area, because like we said earlier, there's a lot available, and these are good things.
Right. Well, I always appreciate the time, Ted. Thank you.
HOAFredericksburg.com is the website, and you can find out all that you need to know about what is available there, HOAFredericksburg.com. Dr. Chris Vaughn, Tammy Hoffman, Jen Sullivan from Hematology Oncology Associates of Fredericksburg. Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
That is it. We will see you Monday on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.